Hey there! Are you a crime scene investigator, law enforcement officer, or forensic scientist looking for a Facebook community that understands you? Check out Taction USA's Forensic Product Groups. You'll find blogs, articles, information, and community. For those of us in the investigative field, there are not many lines of support out there, but Taction USA is a company that was founded by law enforcement for law enforcement. Subscribe today to get access to exclusive content. Just look for Taction USA in Facebook groups.
Welcome back to Crossing the Tape, your favorite Crossing the Tape podcast. We bring you mini episode number 16. This is the forensic news for March of 2024, and you may know me as Brendan and my co-host
Hillary and his wife.
Bingo. Now on to the news.
So this month I just wanted to cover a little bit about how software has really made an impact in policing and forensics. And it really has become quite a big market now. You know, we've gone from writing everything down for paper tickets to electronic everything. Everything is a software program.
Yes.
So technology has made a huge impact on public safety as a whole. And with software for crime scenes, for crime scene reconstruction, it's gotten to the point where you can actually scan the scene and make it into 3D format. So like you're walking into a scene, which I think we've kind of talked about before. Mm-hmm. But in addition, because I think that's what people think too, you know, on the onset of technology as well, you know, the crime scene aspect.
Yes.
But there's a whole lot more.
Yes. So it fits well into patrol.
Well, there's a lot of, numerous types, down to apps on your phone that yes. connect police to each other and to the community. Mm-hmm. That's really the biggest thing in software right now. But for policing, there's always been systems that we call RMS systems, and they're like the reporting systems mm-hmm. police use.
Right.
But now it's gotten so refined that the RMS system can connect to the dispatch system, can connect to the evidence, and then all the way down to collection at a scene, writing the report, and the coroner can even, depending on the software, the mm-hmm. coroner can even receive it and add to it.
Right.
So it's really connecting all the moving parts, especially in a case.
Making it all seamless, that you know, everything from report to evidence right. to you know autopsy or anything yeah. like that. It can all be
connected,
printed in one spot.
Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest impact, and I think we'll see it on the rise, are the applications, as I mentioned, that, you know, I think a lot of times citizens want to report things, but they want to remain anonymous, mm-hmm. or they don't want to take the time. Then they call dispatch, and not that the traditional ways are obsolete. They are not. They're still very integral. But having a police kind of app mm-hmm. allows a citizen to basically text their police department, even with photos or whatever, and instantly that goes to the police, which means it's faster communication, which means faster response time,
yes.
and potentially faster apprehension. So I think that's something that we'll see progress with time. Mm-hmm. The only other kind of technology I have seen in the last few years has been involving radios. And it's been intertwined with traditional police radios. And again, that's still integral because there's some areas where the radio works the best. But I've seen some software programs come out that are also kind of app platforms that fill in for the holes that, you know, if there's a radio that section of a county mm-hmm. where a radio signal isn't strong, the app, you know, it runs on a different face on the cell phone towers. It pings differently mm-hmm. and it kind of fills in those gaps. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what we're going through with policing is that software is just going to become just a part of everything.
Yeah, very much relied upon mm-hmm. for everything. And like you right. were saying with those RMS systems, it should be, ideally, that all those, you know, everything from dispatch, everything from the officer, any supplemental reports, if there is a coroner's report, that it could be uploaded, and then the whole case file all together at once. Yeah, the DA can just sign in,
yeah,
look through it. You know, you don't have to have someone deliver it or mm-hmm. mail it, depending on, you know, how far your station is from the DA's office or whatever.
Right.
If it was all integrated that way, then as soon as the report's done, warrants written, whatever, everything's ready to go, mm-hmm. then everybody's in the know
yeah.
about this case.
Well, and any updates. So, say the there's a supplement report or a follow-up report a detective has, and they've given, they have a solid case and the DA has most of it, but they have a supplement. Well, if it's an integrated system, then immediately then they already have that piece of discovery as well, the attorneys.
Right. And, of course, then from the DA's office straight to, you know, whatever defense yeah. attorney.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, so that before this thing even gets a hearing, everybody could have discovery, be well-versed right. in the case. Everybody's already in touch.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different avenues with it, but I think that's going to be the strongest point. That and those apps. Mm-hmm. The apps that connect
yeah,
that's civilians gonna be huge. To police.
In the next 10 years, that's probably going to become pretty much the norm.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Well, and it's something, you know, I love and hate technology personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I write about it constantly, and I'm always writing about police technology,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting, it's fascinating, but there's aspects of technology I don't like, because you can never unplug, you know, and
right.
the cell phone is great, but then sometimes I want to throw it out in the river, you know, but...
Right, and you can't not have it, because right. what if someone calls from right. work, or...
Yeah, so it's...
You got to be able to access your emails 24/7.
Right, and it's good and bad, and I found myself doing that, you know, well... I'll just check my email one more time, you know, that kind of thing.
And then you're working for an hour.
Yeah, when I didn't need to.
Back and forth with someone and editing something.
Right. So, I mean, good and bad, but.
But everyone's got a smartphone.
Yes, so, and so yeah, that's my point. Those apps is that those be... apps, it's something everybody's comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a generation now that doesn't know what a phone book is.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I really don't like talking to people on the phone.
I know.
If a text will suffice, please don't call me.
Right.
But
yeah.
if I could text the police department
yeah.
to alert them of...
guess what?
You know, a drunk driver
yeah.
or, you know, something in progress. For a lot of younger people, that's probably going to be faster than dialing and trying to
yes.
navigate their social skills that just don't exist.
Right, which sadly, I mean, but that's true. But that's why this technology is smart.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if the times are changing, we got to change.
Right. So, that's all I had today for forensic news.
Mm-hmm. And we will see you on our new app, Crossing the Tape Mobile.
No.
No, not yet. 10
not
years
yet.
From now.
Not yet.
About 10 years.
Thanks for listening.
And so long.